We've already talked about spending the Apple tax on water quality this morning, but there's another project being mentioned for that $14 billion. It's the Shannon Pipeline project to pump water from our longest river to Dublin and the other eastern counties. Ishka Éireann has already spent nearly €70 million on preparing its planning application for the project, which could cost as much as €6 billion to complete. However, the plan has once again aroused concerns among some farmers and environmentalists in the Tipperary and Lough Derg areas. So Lorna Siggins has been taking soundings for Countrywide from, among others, Tipperary farmer Liam Minahan on his land in Nye.
We're in Nye, which is townland here in North Tipperary, close to the Shannon. We're looking across here at the Shannon at the Slievochtys in Galway. We're looking at Mylissa in Clare. We're looking at the Arra Mountains in Tipperary. We're looking at Keeper Hill and the Silver Mines Ridge. And we're in a valley here which is the centre of the world. I'm a small dairy farmer here in Tipperary and enjoying life. A beautiful place to live, and Irish Water are proposing taking water from the Shannon, which needs serious scrutiny by independent people, not by engineers, because these engineers seem to be focused on engineering and not on what's good for the locality and what's good for the Shannon.
I'm sure you have relatives in Dublin or the Midlands or friends there who are worried about their water supply into the future.
Yes, and they have good reason to be worried, because they have diabolical water supply system in Dublin. But the issue is not supply, because all of the outages that have happened over the last 5 years, not once has there been a shortage of water being the issue. It's always water ingress, burst pipes, replacement of pipes and improvement of quality of water in Dublin, not supply so that they can leak it.
Pat Murphy is my name. I'm a senior programme manager with Ishka Éireann. Leakage reduction remains a key priority for Ishka Éireann, but in itself is not going to address the need that we've identified in the region. We've an ambitious programme to get leakage down to 25% nationally by 2030 and 20% in the Greater Dublin area by 2030. So by the time this project is delivered, we'll have leakage levels down in the Greater Dublin area to around 20%, and we've already factored those reductions into our calculations of what we need from the River Shannon.
Farming is tough.
It
dairy
is.
Farming is tough.
It is.
And you could get compensation. Is this pipe going to cross your land, or do you know
yes,
yet?
Yes, it is. This pipe is going to cross my land and I could get compensation, that's true. But the reality of the situation is there's a ring fort over there, and in dry weather you'll see yellow lines where this was dug up 2,000 years ago, and you can see the lines of where the land was interfered with. In 100 years' time, someone will fly a plane over Ireland if this pipe is done. There will be a yellow line all the way from Pertín Weir to Dublin. And my kids will look out there and they will see the way the field is destroyed, and they will say, look what that fool did. He let him take a pipe across the field to Dublin. The money's gone, but the pipe is still there.
A yellow line meaning that it'll
it's impoverished, damaged land. The same as you see in droughts and when you see grass struggling to grow because the land is impoverished.
And I spoke to farmer Liam Minahan, whose land would be on the route, and he says that compensation really won't compensate him for degrading of his land.
Yes, there will be some disruption, inevitably, to landowners, and we'll be trying to keep that to a minimum, and we want to work in partnership with landowners to do that. So we intend, once we acquire the wayleave and once we commence construction, it'll be a case of erecting fencing, stripping the topsoil, stripping the subsoil, and stockpiling them carefully, and then installing the pipeline and reinstating the land. And once it's restored, it'll be handed back to the landowner for normal agricultural activities.
This is illogical. It's not going to happen anyway. Personally, myself, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think politicians in the Midwest will allow our future be sold because engineers want to imply consultants building a pipe that's not needed.
We've examined every water resource zone, we've looked at every option to address the needs in each water resource zone, but really, because of the scale of the deficit that we have at the moment and the projection of increased deficits going into the future and the issues around climate change exacerbating those issues, we really need a major new source, and the only viable option for that is an abstraction from the Lower Shannon. This is the most sustainable solution.
I'm Brendan McGowan, a geography lecturer at the University of Limerick.
We're at O'Brien's Bridge, which is downstream from Parcheen, where Uisce Éireann is proposing to extract the water. What impact is it likely to have?
The amount of water that they're talking about abstracting here is 3.8 cubic metres per second. That's 3,800 litres per second. It's not a small amount of water. The plan, Uisce Éireann are saying it's around 2% of the average flow through there, and that's true, but the concern isn't so much the average, but it's the low points whenever there's drought periods. And the water you can see now is quite high where we are. It wouldn't be a challenge in days like today, perhaps, but you know, there are going to be drier periods as well, and that's what the challenge is going to be.
The proposed abstraction, I suppose, is an abstraction from Parcheen Basin, and the ESB currently manages flows and levels at Parcheen Basin as part of their management of the Shannon Hydroelectric Scheme. So they manage water levels quite carefully within a fairly narrow normal operating band. But with this proposed abstraction, there's no proposed change to that normal operating water level range.
So the point of this scheme is for additional water supply to the Dublin area, and it's completely fair to do that in a lot of ways. It also makes sense. The need for this kind of illustrates that planning and development in Ireland over the past few decades has really been focused in the wrong direction. Like, you know, we have had far too much concentration of growth and development in Dublin. And in some ways, this plan is really saying, hey, we need to be doing a lot more regional development and growing Cork and Limerick and Galway and you know, getting things going there so that we don't have to stake everything on bringing water all the way across the country just to supply one major city.
University of Limerick geographer Brendan McGowan, Uisce Éireann's Pat Murphy and farmer Liam Minahan talking there with Lorna.